Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. In this episode of the Raised with Jesus podcast, we have a special addition to our virtual VBS today. The account today looked at the account of Noah from the book of Genesis. And so today our Bible reading is actually coming from 1 Peter chapter 3, beginning in verse 17. Indeed, it is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil, because Christ also suffered once for sins in our place, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in flesh, but was made alive in spirit, in which he also went and made an announcement to the spirits in prison. These spirits disobeyed long ago, when God's patience was waiting in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. In this ark, a few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. And corresponding to that, baptism now saves you. Not the removal of dirt from the body, but the guarantee of a good conscience before God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He went to heaven and is at the right hand of God with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. This is the word of our God. In today's Bible account, we heard how God rescued Noah and how God had saved animals from every kind on the earth by bringing two to Noah and seven of every clean animal. And Noah and his family were in the ark, and they were in there for a long time. But so often, the account of Noah's ark is pictured as this environmentalist act, that Noah is basically a zookeeper floating on the water. And that would miss the point. Because what God is doing here is, first of all, he's rescuing Noah. But then second of all, as we see here from 1 Peter chapter 3, God used that historical event, that actual historical event, as an illustration for a greater spiritual truth. That Noah and his family were saved from the evil world around them through water. And that, yes, they were in the ark, and it was the water of the flood that lifted the ark up above everything else and everyone else, and lifted the ark clean of the world. And it is that same water that which lifted the ark, which was God's judgment on the world. And Peter uses that as an example, as a foreshadowing, as a type, one might say, of baptism. Where in baptism, we put water on somebody's head, and pastor says, and I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And we know from Scripture that baptism is God's work. It's the down arrow of God's work for us, not an up arrow of our work for God. And what is God's work in holy baptism? Well, he washes away sin. He redeems, buys somebody back from death and the devil. He gives eternal salvation. He gives faith into their heart, and he places his Holy Spirit there as a gift and a down payment on the eternal mansion that this person is going to have in heaven. But the point that Peter makes today is that, verse 21, first of all, baptism saves you. And he has this very plain statement, baptism saves you, that in baptism, God gives all of these blessings, forgiveness of sins, life and salvation, so that you can say with absolute confidence, my God has saved me. And how do I know that my God has done this for me personally and individually? Well, he baptized me. And then secondly, the fact that baptism is connected with the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that's what he talked about in verses, 19 and 20, making an announcement to the spirits in prison, or an earlier translation, preaching to the spirits in prison. The very first thing that Jesus did on Easter Sunday, after he came back alive, his eyes open, and I picture him like pumping his fist, like, yeah, I won. The very first thing that he does after that is he descends into hell. He goes down into hell, and he basically has a victory parade through the streets of hell. And he preaches, or he makes an announcement there. And the announcement is the same announcement that we have as the gospel truth. That Jesus has been raised from the dead. Jesus has raised himself from the dead. Same thing. And sin is forgiven because Jesus has won. And sin is distributed, or forgiveness of sins, rather, is distributed through holy baptism, through the preaching of God's word, through holy communion. And so when Jesus goes down into hell and he has a victory parade through the streets of hell, that's the content of his message, that Jesus has won, that sin has been forgiven. And that is a terrible thought to those who were imprisoned in hell, those who disobeyed long ago in the days of Noah while Noah was building the ark. That's a terrible thought for the devil and his demons who stand opposed to what God says at all times, because that was the final straw, where things would not be getting better for them, where Jesus wins and there is no way that they would ever get out of hell. And so Holy Baptism is Jesus saying to you that in this water, just like in the water of the flood, you have been saved. You have been set free. God and his reality have been made present in your life. Sin is forgiven. Life is yours. Thanks so much for joining us here. God bless your day. If this is your first time joining us here at the Raised with Jesus podcast, please hit subscribe in your podcast app and find us on Facebook. All of our contact info is in the show notes. At Facebook, you can just search for Raised with Jesus.